I was chatting with a friend of mine last night who specializes in usability testing, and we were sort of comparing notes on what goes on in the usability world and what happens in the world of analytics. And one of the common themes that emerged that was in both our worlds, our clients have a great tendency to want to optimize their sites for the money. They want to tie everything to that final conversion in the case of the e-commerce sites that I work on. And of course, that's an extremely important thing, as Kevin Hillstrom quite often points out when he's blogging about analytics. It's really, really important to try and tie all these things that we try and measure into the final ultimate purpose of the business, which in the case of e-commerce sites is to sell things and make money. However, when we try and focus on this, when you think about it, we've got in the classic average case, 2% of the visitors to a site actually buy something on this occasion, and 98% don't. The 98% are up to something else. And of course, that's the same type of thing that my friend who specializes in usability has to build into their testing programs. They have to try and work out what all the different purposes people might have when coming to the site, and how the site fits in with the needs of those particular visitors, which of course, in 98% of the cases in this example, don't involve making a purchase on this one particular trip. So, what this reminds me of is something I was writing about a little while ago, the whole business of e-commerce conversion goals and the fact that a lot of merchant sites don't even have the final transaction goals set up on Google Analytics. But what it comes back to, in my mind, is this idea that you really need to think about what you might consider to be the micro conversions, all the other purposes that a visitor coming to your site might have that might ultimately be contributing over the course of several visits to them doing whatever it is that you would like them ultimately to be doing, in this case on an e-commerce site, buying something. But what are the different things, steps in that journey that they might be making, the different phases involved in them learning about your products, understanding your products, and becoming more and more persuaded that your products are the ones they actually want to buy? And I really do think that in all our optimization work, we really do need to pay a lot more attention to these steps in the journey and acknowledge the fact that we can't actually record all of them across multiple sessions anyway because people are using so many devices. But even though that's a fundamental weakness with our technology, don't let the weaknesses in the technology and the tracking across multiple devices dictate what it is that we're trying to test. We're trying to optimize the journey for the real person, not the cookies, and we need to consider all the different purposes that they might have in mind across those multiple visits, whether we can track them or not.